Welcome to the Interactive Church Wednesday Testimony Meeting, a Christian Science teleconference hosted by csdirectory.com. We're delighted you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, the web address is csinteractivechurch.org. Within the turquoise box, click on the first link which provides the order of service and links to the words of the hymn. During the meeting, we will mute everyone's phone to help eliminate background noises, thereby enabling a clearer connection. Later in the meeting, when you'd like to share a testimony, simply press star 2 and your phone will be unmuted. Only the readings portion of this meeting will be recorded so that individuals around the world may have the opportunity to listen at their convenience. Let's begin our service with singing hymn number 16. I shall read all the verses before we join in song. And a reminder that the link to the words of this hymn are on the Order of Service webpage. As sings the mountain stream past rock and verdure wild, so let me sing my way to thee, thy pure and happy child. O boundless source of might, my praise must e'er increase, for love is life eternally, whose blessings never cease. I sing my way today, my heart is joyous, free, for what is thine is ever mine. I find myself in thee. Hymn number 16. Again, welcome to this healing service at csinteractivechurch.org. The topic of the readings for this Wednesday meeting is God Reliance. The hymns are 16, 379, and 391. I shall be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and the J.B. Phillips translation of the New Testament, and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible. Leviticus. He shall make you no idol, nor graven image. Neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. Ye shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you. My soul shall not abhor you, and I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke, and made you go upright. Psalm. As for me, I will call upon the Lord, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. First Peter. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Daniel. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first. He went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God. Acts. As they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the 6th hour. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Then they said unto him, What must we do to carry out the work of God? The work of God for you, replied Jesus, is to believe in the one whom he has sent you. Then they asked him, Then what sign can you give us that will make us believe in you? What work are you doing? Our forefathers ate manna in the desert, just as the scripture says. He gave them bread out of heaven to eat. To which Jesus replied, Yes, but what matters is not that Moses gave you bread from heaven, but that my Father is giving you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God, which comes down from heaven, gives life to the world. This made them say to him, Lord, please give us this bread, always. Then Jesus said to them, I myself am the bread of life. The man who comes to me will never be hungry, and the man who believes in me will never again be thirsty. Everything that my Father gives me will come to me, and I will never refuse anyone who comes to me. For I've come down from heaven not to do what I want, but to do the will of Him who sent me. The will of Him who sent me is that I should not lose anything of what He has given me, but should raise it up when the last day comes. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and trusts Him should have eternal life. Matthew. Go in by the narrow gate, for the wide gate has a broad road which leads to disaster, and there are many people going that way. The narrow gate and the hard road lead out into life, and only a few are finding it. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not follow them can be compared with a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Down came the rain, and up came the flood, while the winds blew and battered that house till it collapsed and fell with a great crash. Everyone then who hears my words and puts them into practice is like a sensible man who built his house on the rock. Down came the rain, and up came the flood, while the winds blew and roared upon that house, and it did not fall, because its foundations were on the rock. And from Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Our Heavenly Father, divine love, demands that all men should follow the example of our Master and His apostles, and not merely worship His personality. The nature of Christianity is peaceful and blessed, but in order to enter into the kingdom, the anchor of hope must be cast beyond the veil of matter into the Shekinah into which Jesus has passed before us. And this advance beyond matter must come through the joys and triumphs of the righteous, as well as through their sorrows and afflictions. Like our Master, we must depart from material sense into the spiritual sense of being. No ancient school of philosophy, Materia Medica, or scholastic theology ever taught or demonstrated the divine healing of absolute science. The science Jesus taught and lived must triumph over all material beliefs about life, substance, and intelligence, and the multitudinous errors growing from such belief. Whatever teaches man to have other laws and to acknowledge other powers than the divine mind is anti-Christian. The voice of God in behalf of the African slave was still echoing in our land when the voice of the herald of this new crusade sounded the keynote of universal freedom, asking a fuller acknowledgement of the rights of man as a son of God, demanding that the fetters of sin, sickness, and death be stricken from the human mind, and that its freedom be won not through human warfare, not with bayonet and blood, but through God's divine science. God has built a higher platform of human rights, and He has built it on diviner claims. These claims are not made through code or creed, but in demonstration of on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Human codes, scholastic theology, material medicine and hygiene, better faith and spiritual understanding. Divine science rends asunder these fetters, and man's birthright of soul allegiance to his Maker asserts itself. Sheep. innocence, inoffensiveness, those who follow their leader. The foundation of mortal discord is a false sense of man's origin. To begin rightly is to end rightly. Every concept which seems to begin with the brain begins falsely. Divine mind is the only cause or principle of existence. Cause does not exist in matter, in mortal mind, or in physical form. Prophet, a spiritual seer, disappearance of material sense before the conscious fact of spiritual truth. God is what the scriptures declare him to be, life, truth, love. Spirit is divine principle. Divine principle is love. And love is mind. And mind is not both good and bad, for God is mind. Therefore, there is in reality one mind only, because there is one God. Good must dominate in the thoughts of the healer, or his demonstration is protracted, dangerous, and impossible in science. A wrong motive involves deceit. In the science of mind healing, it is imperative to be honest, for victory rests on the side of immutable right. Jesus demonstrated the power of Christian science to heal mortal minds and bodies. Its science must be apprehended by as many as believe on Christ and spiritually understand truth. The way which leads to Christian science is straight and narrow. God has set his signet upon science, making it coordinate with all that is real and only with that which is harmonious and eternal. In order to apprehend more, we must put into practice what we already know. We must recollect that truth is demonstrable when understood, and that good is not understood until demonstrated. Universal salvation rests on progression and probation, and is unattainable without them. Heaven is not a reality, but a divine state of mind in which all the manifestations of mind are harmonious and immortal, because sin is not there, and man is found having no righteousness of his own, but in possession of the mind of the Lord, as the scripture says. Salvation, life, truth, and love, understood and demonstrated as supreme over all. Sin, sickness, and death destroyed. Jesus' last proof was the highest, the most convincing, the most profitable to his students. Human law had condemned him, but he was demonstrating divine science. This concludes the readings.